The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
You know, if you ever want us to help you out of a situation you're in, because we're not emotionally attached to your situation, you know, just shoot us a message. We'll toss it out to the group, see what we can do, or 502-571-9970. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there. So thanks for allowing us to contact you on this. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Yeah. So thanks so much for talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wrote, I work for a small family-run business. And me and this other girl, we've been working there about the same time, about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both junior account executives, and we've become friends.
Okay.
We're not exactly like great friends, but we're friendly.
Gotcha.
So now we're both up for a more senior position in the company, you know, much better salary and bonus structure.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, and yes, I admit I have a snooping problem. I'm obsessed with looking at people, you know, where they live, their schooling, their social media, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I looked up this girl, and I found out she never graduated college.
Oh.
Yeah, and the thing is, I know for a fact when she submitted her resume that she said she graduated with a pretty good GPA.
Okay, so, is this something that like, you just found out, or have you known about it?
No, so I actually, like, stalked her, like, when we first... Right. Around the time like we first started working, so I've known for like over a year now.
Okay.
But you know, now it's important because, you know, getting this position really matters to me. I finished college, so mm-hmm. I think I deserve it more than she does. So now I just don't, like, should I tell my boss?
Okay, so you and your coworker, you're kind of friendly at work. And you found out that she lied on her resume, basically, to get her job. And now that you're both up for this promotion, it's kind of like, all right, do I tell on her because we're both now going for the same promotion?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is tough. We have several people texted in already. So if you want to just hang out, we will see if we can, I guess, direct you kind of in the way to respond, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to hear people's feedback on this because I really don't know what to do.
All right, thanks. Hang on a sec. You know, here's the thing. Like Ashley writes, no, you're not God. Leave it alone. Stay in your lane, says Justin. That is tough. Like, if you've got dirt, I think, you know, morally, it's right to just be like, you know what? May the best person win.
Sure. And, you know, let the boss make the choice. But I get that she wants her boss to have all of the information. But like Justin said, your chance to tell is long gone. Now, unless, you know, she says, hey, I've just been made aware of this information.
I thought
you should know. But then it looks a little suspect. See, I don't know. I think just mind your business.
So here's, like, I got to think that a college degree isn't make or break on her job performance, especially if she's been able to do it the past couple years without one. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe it's not that big of a deal is what I'm getting at. But anyways, 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. So she and her coworker are up for a promotion. She knows that her friend lied on her resume, didn't actually graduate from college with an amazing GPA. Like she says, she didn't really care about this before, but now that they're both up for this opportunity, it's kind of a big deal. She's all like, do I tell on her?
Yeah, and just when I thought that most people were on, like, one side,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's getting a little bit more divided.
Okay.
So James says, I know people are saying mind your business. However, right. this is her business because she actually finished college and didn't lie on her resume. I didn't go to college and got passed on for a bunch of promotions I was qualified for because of not going to college.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then Kim was like, heck yes, I would totally bust her out. It'd be different if she got hired and she was honest to begin with, but she's already started this on a lie. Mike is nice, like a snitch on her, snitch on her, snitch on her. Oh, heck wow. No, okay. Snitch on her.
Hey, Trent, so should she tell on her boss, or should she tell on her friend to her boss?
I say no, she shouldn't. As long as it's not affected her work performance, a college degree is just a piece of paper.
Okay.
If she's able to do her job adequately and correctly, I say leave it alone.
Trent, she's got that real world, real life experience that is better than a college degree. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If she knows how to do her job, a college degree is just a piece of paper.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Trent.
No problem. You have a good night.
All right, you too. Lisa, I'm sure lying on a resume is an offense that would get her fired. She might not just cost her a promotion. She might cost her the job completely.
Ooh. Yeah, and then, I mean, what kind of a guilt are you going to deal with there? Christy is like, as a business owner, I always check people's backgrounds in Facebook, so they probably know. And then Tiffany is like, just because you have a college degree doesn't mean you deserve the job more.
Sure.
Also, how do you know that your boss doesn't already have the same information? Just mind your business. As a boss, I would take it as you were being petty and you wouldn't get the promotion.
So, like, if it were me, if I was going for a job and there was, and maybe you were going for a job, we're both going for the same job, and I knew something about, like, I would just let it go. I would just try to.
I just got real interested. Like, okay, you and me, Sparky, what are you doing? Like, compiling all this dirt and you're going to go to the boss and be like, listen.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't.
You need to fire Kelly.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do that. I would just go and let our own, I guess, a skill and ability be the deciding factor. And not base it on maybe like inner office stuff or gossip.
Sparky, I feel like it's best we leave ourselves out of these scenarios. Okay. It starts to get a little awkward.
Okay. okay.
So I don't know. I mean, we've been all over the board with this. Like, what
I know.
Are we team don't tell? I feel like we're team don't tell.
By the way, Derek texted and said, you would lose to Kelly Ben. Okay. All right. All right. We don't know what job it is, though.
Don't go down this road.
We don't know what job it is. All right. So, yeah. What are we saying? Because there's a bunch of people that are on both sides. Bunch of people are saying, hey, you know what? She's lying. You know, tell on her. And then others are like, you know what? The business already knows probably.
Yes, but it's not a good look either way you slice it for her because of the timing. It makes her look opportunistic and petty. So, you know, you let the boss figure it out if they're going to. And again, just now I understand if they're going to pick the other person, you're going to be kind of salty about it. But and then you
stamp your foot and go, she didn't even graduate college.
That's how it comes out. There you go. That's what you do.
All right. If maybe you're not in a spot where you can chime in, you can always go back on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can listen to the original call at Ben and Kelly Show as well. There. So I think, what are we saying? Are we saying no? Don't.
We just let it go.
All right.
Let it go. And then if she happens to get the job, then you make a scene, you throw a fit, you grab the fish in the fish tank, you say, who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me? And you quit. All right. There you go. That's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.